A New South Wales coroner has found poor hygiene and an overprescription of antipsychotic drugs contributed to the deaths of six mentally ill boarding house residents. The six people died in the 300 hostel in Marrickville in Sydney's Inner West between 2009 and 2010. They died from different causes, but the coroner says all of them could have been better looked after. Dubrovka Volodar reports.
Among the cases that prompted this inquest was that of Talat Ramzan. His body was discovered 2 days after he died in the boarding house. Asha Ramzan is his sister.
Talat had a chronic mental illness. It was not well managed. All in all, the system really let him down. The family had cared for him on and off for years. And you get to a point where somebody with a chronic mental illness doesn't want to be cared for by the family. They want some freedom and some rights. And he was placed in that setting.
Today, State Coroner Mary Jerram handed down her findings into the deaths of Talat Ramzan and five other residents of the Marrickville boarding house. The coroner painted a grim picture of Dickensian-style negligence.
The need for the use of multiple antipsychotic medication in the treatment of all the deceased was highly questionable.
She described the hygiene standards and the staffing levels as inadequate.
The standards of hygiene and nutrition at the hostel were poor, facilities run down or not usable, and overall care sadly lacking. The weekend staff member had no training in first aid.
The coroner said the conditions in the hostel did not cause but contributed to the deaths. The Marrickville boarding house and many others are privately owned and run for profit. A policy officer of the Homeless Persons Legal Service, Louise Schetzer, explains.
There are just over 30 licensed boarding houses in New South Wales, but there are in total 455 boarding houses across the state. So the vast majority of boarding houses are in fact unlicensed and unregulated in any form. Essentially, there have been self-contained commercial operations without any accountability or monitoring over their standard of services.
The state has announced changes to boarding house registration since these deaths happened. But the coroner recommended new provisions, such as legislation to improve accommodation and service standards and yearly reviews for residents of boarding houses. Family members and some community groups say the coroner's recommendations are not enough. Talat Ramzan's sister, Asha, again.
For our family, there's so much grief, like all families. I'm not sure that these are the answers we're looking for. We don't want to go into blaming, but there are definitely health professionals who really were complicit in what happened. And I'm really concerned they'll walk away scot-free and we'll just kind of let this matter die down.
And the CEO of the group People with Disabilities, Matthew Bowden, shares a similar view.
People should be able to live in their own houses with the adequate level of support required for them to maintain their tenancies. That isn't being provided at the moment. This is an issue of cost for the government.
But are these deaths isolated cases or are they part of a bigger problem? Louise Schetzer again.
The reports that we receive from our consumers and our clients are often very damning of the conditions in boarding houses. We certainly wouldn't see this as an isolated incident.
Louise Schetzer ending that report from Dubrovka Volodar.